This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. Storing passwords in a database. A better way to do so, by Brilliant Ferdows. #Hashtag how would you store your user's password? How would you store a password if you were asked to create an authentication system? The easiest solution would be to store the plain text inputted by the users. For example, if the users input their email as and password as, then we can insert it into our table, right? When the user tries to log in, we can query the table with. If the query returns a result, then we can authenticate the user. Task done? Well, not quite. Problem with storing plain text password. Even though the solution above will work, it is not secure and prone to many attacks. The most direct attack that might not be obvious is an internal attack. In this attack, the people or employees who have access to your database, including yourself, can easily see the user's password and get the IRC credentials. A data breach is also another thing as to why plain text passwords are terrible. Someone you don't intend to might acquire your database, and it happens all the time, even to a large company. With a plain text password, the attacker can get all of your users' credentials by querying your table. Better way of storing users' password? The first step that you want to take is to hash your user password with a hashing function before storing it in the database. Unlike encryption, the hashing function can only go one way, and the result of hashing a specific string will always be the same. This makes the hashing function a very suitable process for password storage. One of the most popular and secure hashing functions is, if we try to hash with, the result would be, the hashing function only goes one way, so we can't convert the hash result back to. Also, every time is hashed using, the result will always be the same. Now, the attackers wouldn't be able to know the user's passwords even if they don't access your database. But, it's not good enough. A rainbow table attack is an attack with a table of a pre-computed hash of common passwords. With a rainbow table attack, the attacker will be able to get the credentials of the users with weak passwords in your database. To combat this, as usually used when hashing a password, is a randomly generated value that you can combine with the password before hashing it. For example, if we generate it as a salt and combine it with and hash it, SHA-256, JVFJ4 weak password, it will produce, which is a completely different result than hashed plain. Now, with, our table will become, what do we need to do when the user logs in? The user will submit their email and plain password. The system needs to query the table by email, e.g. select asterisk from users where email equals, codecurated@codecurated.com, to get the hashed password and compute SHA-256. Salt plus inputted password. Compare the result with the hashed password. If it's the same, it means the user has inputted the correct password, and the system can authenticate the user. We have mitigated many attacks with this design, but is it enough? Well, the approaches we created previously can mitigate a lot of attacks, but not a dictionary attack. What if the attacker gets the salt, combines it with a common password, hashes the combination, and compares it with the password in the database? Only time will separate the attacker from getting your user's password. And actually, time is one variable that we can tune. Is unsuitable for password hashing as it is designed to hash a complex enough input, which a password often does not, and compute it quickly. I tried to do a hashing on 10 million times with my 6 cores, 12 threads at 3.6 GHz CPU. I can finish it very fast. The result is, with, the attacker would be able to hash and compare many passwords quickly with it. We need a slower hashing function. Bcrypt, this is where comes in. Is a password hashing function based on Blowfish in which you can determine its cost to run. This trait, in particular, is perfect for password hashing because it will future-proof the hashing function when a faster machine comes up. Let's see it in action. The result is, we can see that the time went parabolic compared to the cost. Higher cost mean better security but a worse user experience. Just imagine if you set the cost as 20, the user will need to wait 53 seconds when logging in. But put it too low, it will be easier for the attacker to steal your user's credentials. Info, let's do some math. Suppose you have 10 million users in your database, and the attacker has a dictionary of 1,000 most common passwords. How long would it take for the attacker to calculate the password hash with SHA-256 compared to Bcrypt with the cost of 12? First, we will need to calculate how many hash operations the attacker needs to do, which we can get by multiplying how many users we have by the number of common passwords the attacker uses. So, 10 000000*1000=10. Now, we calculate the time the attacker needs to calculate the hash 10 billion times. For SHA-256, we did 1 million calculations in 337.2232 milliseconds. So, we can calculate all of the hash 10,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, just under 1 hour. Next, let's treat with Bcrypt with cost 1210. Asterisk 213. 0455 ms equals 2. 130,455 e plus 12 meters, which equals 4,053,377 years. As you can see, using Bcrypt for your password hashing function makes a lot of difference. If a data breach happens to your database, it will buy you a lot of time to notice it and ask your users to change their passwords. Besides determining cost, also uses by default, which means the attacker won't be able to do a rainbow table attack we discussed previously. Let's see what the result is if we hash with. If we break the result down, we will get Bcrypt breakdown 1. The has algorithm identifier means 2. The cost of the, remember, we set this as 10 in the code. 3. 22 characters. Random salt for password hashing generated by the hashing function. / dot. 4. 31 characters. The hashing function result. Lastly, let's see how to validate the password hashed by. As we can see, we don't need to send the cost, alg, and salt when comparing the hash and password because every required input has been added to the hashing result itself. Let's review. There are two essential traits of that make it suitable for password hashing. 1. Let us determine the cost to calculate the hash result, which makes it future-proof for faster machines. / dot. 2. Calculates its forces using salt, making a rainbow table attack impossible to do. Next step. We've discussed storing your user password correctly so attackers can't figure out your user's password quickly. But securely storing our user's passwords doesn't mean the attacker can't get the password. For example, the attacker can take a look when your user inputs their password to figure out the password. There is also a chance that the attacker can make a man-in-the-middle attack if your website doesn't use HTTPS. If you want to understand more about how to secure the authentication process, I urge you to read about 1. MFA. 2. Passwordless login. Login by OTP, Magic Link, and Web Authn. 3. TLS protocol. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.